it's really important to know that we cannot achieve high-level disinfection if our device is not clean. And so just that cleanliness and that inspection and that verification is really critical to making sure that the scope is safe or the device is safe to move along to high-level disinfection so that it can be successful.
Welcome to Periop Talk, making surgery safer one podcast at a time with brief, practical information for you to take back to the OR.
I'm Dr. Lisa Spruce, Senior Director of Evidence-Based Perioperative Practice at AOR.
And I'm Amber Wood, Senior Perioperative Practice Specialist at AORN.
Amber, what are the recommendations that are new or different?
So there are a lot of things new in the guideline, and I just want to highlight just a few things. First of all is handoff communication, just making sure we communicate when we bring the scope to decontamination, what happened to the scope and what time was pretreatment done. Next, we want to focus on verifying that the device is clean after we clean it, using some tests like ATP or hemoglobin, and to inspect the scope using like a borescope to inspect it inside the channels. And then the really other big recommendation is drying after the high-level disinfection process, to dry the device before it goes into storage for at least 10 minutes, which is a huge new recommendation.
Yeah, that's a lot of little nuances in this guideline. So what do you think are some challenges in implementing those?
Yeah, so I think you can probably tell the biggest challenge is going to be the change of our workflow and getting those resources. So, you know, just changing the way we work. Like I said, taking a pause after it's cleaned and verifying, inspecting it before you move on in the process. Some places don't even have room to do that. There may not even be counter space. There may not be good lighting. And then you may not have the equipment. So just getting the resources, getting the borescopes, getting the test methods, getting a drying station set up, it's probably going to be the biggest challenges with these recommendations.
Yeah. So what resources are available to help nurses implement these recommendations?
Yeah, so we know it's not going to be easy, and we are here to help. And so the guideline itself is meant to help with implementation. So the recommendations, the evidence that we cite, that is all to help you build your business case and take it back to the leaders and try to advocate for these things as best practice. So we've done all the hard, heavy lifting for you and putting that all together. We also have put together a collection of tools and the guideline essentials to help you with implementation. So you can do a gap analysis. We've got a tool for that. And you can look at your practices, look at the guideline, and it helps you identify what areas to focus on. And then we've got policy and procedure templates to help implement that and change your policies. We've got audit tools to help you monitor compliance and PowerPoints to help you do education. So there's a ton in the guideline essential tools. And then on the eGuidelines Plus platform, the subscribers can access handover tools. That's an option. And there is a tool to help with that handover, like I said, for bringing the scope to decontamination that you'll want to use a tool to.
So tell me, what surprised you with writing this guideline this time?
I think what surprised me the most is that there is so much evidence and everything is so controversial. Like, I was just really surprised by the vastness of the evidence and all the little intricacies of high-level disinfection process. But the biggest thing that stuck out to me was that we still have problems checking the concentration of the high-level disinfectant solution. It's still, compliance is low. And there was a great paper that talked about looking at doing audits. So we need to focus on this practice and make sure that we're auditing. And then not just auditing, but addressing the barriers. Like, is it a barrier to the workflow that people, it just takes too much time to do the testing? And, you know, maybe we need to do some education. And so that was really surprising to me. And we definitely included that study in the recommendation.
Yeah, great. So tell me, what tips would you give nurses? What are your biggest tips?
Yeah, so a lot of times nurses aren't the ones processing the device. So like maybe it goes off to somebody else and still processing, or maybe there's another teammate that does it. I just really like to emphasize that how you take care of that scope or that device in the room really matters. Time is of the essence. So the clock starts ticking. As soon as you finish using that scope, you've got to keep it moist and start that pre-treatment at the point of use. It really is a patient safety issue, because if soil dries on these devices, we can't get them clean. It's going to pose an infection risk to the next patient. So it's really important.
Enjoyed the episode? Please like, comment, and subscribe. For additional Periop content, look for us on Instagram at AORNPix and on Facebook and LinkedIn at AORN. You can also find us at AORN.org. Thanks for listening.